The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Yesterday, a woman who listens to us made the moves on my husband, and I want to talk about it. First of all, I didn't even know he told me. He told me, welcome to Thursday. Good morning. It's almost the weekend. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
I can't tell you nothing.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony Eight.
Me and Kanye can't tell me nothing. No, I thought it was cute. I thought it was really cool moment.
Let me explain.
She thought you were handsome, and she told you.
She did. She said, but too bad. You're the one that's married to Dana, right? Because it always boils down to you're the one, because
the other guy.
We're, Anthony and I are the other guys.
Well, but I thought it was interesting
was this
the way
person?
You handled it.
Yes,
in person.
Oh, nice. Where at, dude? Where is this going down?
Right
at?
There.
Oh, at the radio station. I must have missed it, dude.
Yeah, you did.
I'm not gonna lie. She was kind of sly. She was like, nice. "So, which one are you?" And I was, and she was like, "I have a feeling you're the one that's married to Dana, aren't you?" Okay. And I was like, "Yeah."
First of all, ladies, yes, shoot your shot. Let's go.
Okay.
You see something, you like, go for it. Second of all, how do you men handle being hit on and not being interested? For me, it's easy.
Never happens.
Yeah.
Like, never. It happens. Seriously, happens like twice a year.
For me, it's easy. I just say, I'm married. I got an easy out. I'm married, you know, but I would think for men, it's different.
This is definitely a pretty girl problem, which me and Automatic are.
Of course.
Anthony. And with that being said, for most men, it takes a wedding ring to be like, no, I'm not interested. Because other than that,
really?
You know, if you're like from anything on the scale of hotness from like a 2 to like a 1 then or 10, then, you know, hey, I'm fair game.
You're
I'm
kidding.
Only a drink
you
away,
have
baby.
No standards?
Nah, dude, I'm like a community center. You just got to be in the area and sign up.
How you doing?
So, I believe it.
Yeah. Every guy's like,
yeah, I'm like, he tells no lies.
If it's like a one night stand thing, you down no matter what. If you're single, seriously, everybody listening agrees with
these
Automatic, two
men? Don't answer that question.
I'm never gonna answer, that,
answer
question. But I know when I was a single man, I got lonely. And when you get lonely, times change, you know?
Standards change. That's what you meant.
But when you are feeling yourself and stuff like that, it is fun to walk away from an attractive woman.
I will say, though, to my husband, DJ Automatic, I could feel he was bouncing a little bit more down the stairs. He's like, all right, I still got it.
How,
you know what I'm saying?
How quick do you refer to your marriage, Dana Cortez, when a person
immediately.
Is being nice to
I'm in the egg aisle, and you're hitting them. I'm like, hey, how are you married?
Dang.
And then, you know, they usually turn away right away. Oh, well, never mind. They don't want to waste any time, and I get it. Or at the gas station, or in the jalapeno aisle, or wherever I happen to be.
Do you ever get the guy that's like, so? I don't care.
No, but there are some guys that still, well, you know, but usually, I'll be honest, 99% of the time, men are cool. They're like, all right, walking away.
That's definitely a percentage that's specific to your experience.
Topic another day, because I definitely think we have more to say on it. National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Thrift Shop Day, everybody.
Yeah, thrift shop. Save that money.
Maybe you get picked up there at a thrift shop. That's a
interesting... What are you trying to say about me, Anthony? Are you saying that I'm worth less than the actual going rate?
It's also number two pencils. Shout out to number two pencil and all the homies back at school.
Test taking going on.
And we also got the anniversary of the compact disc, all right? On this day in 1982, the compact disc hit the stores.
I was going to say, back in the 1900s, boys and girls, CDs.
And let's go ahead and wrap it up on Black Cat Appreciation Day.
Shout out to the kitty cats out there. I wanted to buy DJ Automatic a cat for his birthday. It just happened, you know, just
no,
passed.
No, Dana wants a cat, so she's trying to find any excuse to buy a cat. And you know what? There's a ton of black cats that just run around our neighborhood. Go adopt one of those.
You almost had some kitty approach you yesterday.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're talking about the decision to not have children. A lot of people want to have child-free lives, but some folks get judged for making that choice, especially when you come from a traditional household. Does that make sense? Like, my grandmother expected the daughters to get married and have babies, and if you didn't do that, you weren't a real woman. And that sticks in your head. That kind of thing sticks in your head. We talked to Sirmati about this, and her situation is different. She's a lot like me. She had a baby when she was young. And just some of the reasons she starts to explain here as to why she doesn't want any more children.
My girls are like my mom almost. They're always checking up on me. They're like, when are you coming home? I don't really go out either, but whenever I do, they're always waiting up for me.
So you want that freedom, right? You're ready to live your own life.
Exactly. That's how I feel. I could not.
It's interesting because Automatic and I took our first vacation by ourselves And I told him, I said, I'm so glad that we're not going to have any more kids. I love my daughters. Obviously, I love my kids so much, but I'm ready for that. Just spending time with him and us. Does that make sense? Or just even by myself, just being able to call my girls and say, hey, let's go get a drink, or let's go hang out. Let's go do brunch. And I have to worry about picking someone up or.
That makes sense.
I think we deserve it.
Is why do you have to justify it to yourself?
Because I think as women, we're taught that having children really is a part of who we are, and I don't think that's right. But I have a lot of girlfriends, girl, that don't have any kids, and they're like, they say it straight up, they don't want any kids.
Yeah, my best friend from elementary doesn't have one baby, and she loves her nieces and nephews, but she doesn't have a child. And I had mine really young when I had my first daughter. I've spent my whole youth like raising kids. I think it's my turn, and now it's a better for me mentally. I'm more mature, and so I'm happy that I'm getting this opportunity to be more independent at this age, because if I had that opportunity when I was younger, I would have probably messed up a lot.
I told Otto, we had this discussion. I said, I've been having babies since I was 15. Look, if you really want to have a baby, okay. But, and then we thought, and you know what he ended up saying? No, I don't. Because we travel all the time. We're working all the time. And somebody else would end up raising our baby. We'd have to hire somebody to come in. And so, no. Plus, I don't know if it sounds selfish, but I just don't want to.
Well, first of all, there's a layer of us being Mexican, too. We have to raise our kids on our own. Like, there's no nanny, none of that.
What she's saying is 100% true. All of this goes back to being a woman means you have to have children, you have to have a husband in order to be a real woman. And that's not true. If that's what you want, you should. If you want to be married and you want to have children, 100% go for it. But if it's not something that you want, I meet so many women who say, I want to focus on my career. I want to travel. They don't want children. It's okay to feel that way too. It doesn't make you less of a woman.
It doesn't make you less of a woman. And as a man, I feel like this is a conversation that women need to have amongst each other, more importantly, because it's the other women who judge these other women without children.
It is, Anthony. It is so much. And we can't do that. We have to support one another. Having my three girls is one of the best things, if not the best thing I've ever done. But it was my decision. And not because my grandmother expected me to. My mother went through this. She did not get married until she was older. And I remember my grandmother saying terrible things to her. That she wasn't worthy, she wasn't worth love, no valía, like she had no value.
Since you've decided not to have kids, Anthony, do you feel like people judge you?
No, hell no. That doesn't really exist in my world. And through this conversation, I'm starting to understand how unique my perspective is, because my stepfather doesn't have any children of his own, and for his own reasons. And then, you know, my mother would remind us constantly that she did not plan to have me here. So that little bit of trauma helped me with humor. And there's people in my life who I've seen who haven't been the best parents or grandparents either. So I do not have this experience with me. Everyone, my life is like a Seth Rogen movie every single day.
Are you jealous, DJ Automatic?
No, I still feel like having the daughter that we share together, probably the best thing I'll ever do. Because I ask my brother this all the time. He doesn't want kids either. And I just feel like you're missing out on a certain part of life that it, like, to me has been one of the most fulfilling things I've done.
You want that for the men that you care about in your life. You want them to feel what you feel.
Exactly. But the way I think about it, I'm like, how do you not want this? The only reason you don't want this is because you don't know what you're missing out on.
You can't say that.
Anthony would be a great dad, and so would my brother.
Anthony said something very important. He said he's noticed some people aren't the best parents or grandparents. Not everyone is going to be a good father or mother. And so if you already know that, don't do it because someone else is expecting you to. That doesn't define your manhood or your womanhood.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Crazy takes from the internet. In case you missed it, these are three stories that we found. I'm going to play a little bit of audio. Mine is going to go last, and I'm going to talk about an Uber driver that refused an elderly couple a ride.
Oh.
This audio is controversial. Was he in the right? Were they in the right? That's going last. DJ Automatic, what do you have for the folks?
Tiffany Gomez, 38-year-old woman that was on the plane that had the meltdown that America saw, that the world saw. She's back. If you don't remember, this is the audio.
But I am telling you right now, the right there is not real. And you can sit on this plane and you can die with them or not. I'm not going to.
Bye. The guy said, bye. Get off the plane, lady. All right, so what's happening with her now?
She's back to promote positive mental health, and she's standing up to cyberbullying. She's trying to apologize to everyone, so she'll probably get a job.
Was she on drugs or alcohol, or did she just have a bad day?
It was just a bad day.
Ooh.
I hope that I can use this experience and do a little bit of good in the world. And that is what I intend to do. I hope that you guys can accept my apology and I can begin to move on with my life.
I still don't know why she had the meltdown. Oh. It was scary to me. You're stuck on a plane with somebody who is acting out like that. I grew up with a schizophrenic grandmother, and people who are suffering from mental breakdowns like that can do some wild things.
My hot take on this is that the apology was just so she can find another job or get past it. Because it didn't feel genuine to me.
Well, we shouldn't be mad at her for having a meltdown. We should get her some help.
Wait, she got fired for that? From her job?
Fired from what? For what?
From life. Oh. She said that. She's like, she can't go anywhere.
She's trying to get uncanceled. All right. Speaking of that crazy lady, and we're going to shift gears and go to my timeline. In case you missed it, a woman on Instagram said that she is single because she is looking for 90s love in this current generation. And my thoughts on that is, you're dumb.
Right? 90s love.
Back when a guy used to be able to have two separate families and not tell either one of them about each other. What a time, dude.
With no social media.
Oh, my God.
No cell phones.
And you think a man was going to be, yes, no screenshots. You think a man was loyal before screenshots?
It's the music from the 90s. It's all the R&B from the 90s that's got the ladies tricked. Songs like this. First of all, Tevin Campbell is gay. He didn't want to talk to you, lady. He want to talk to your brother. Okay. Second of all, like I
said, that's why he only talked for a minute.
That's right.
He gave your brother the whole hour.
The '90s, it seems so amazing, but it's just not true. It's better now. Back then, everybody's dad could hide his girlfriend on the other side of town. Your girlfriend could see him at the club, send her a screenshot. It's just a little harder to lock it down.
The '90s is one thing, but I remember growing up as a kid in the 2000s, and we had the Girls Gone Wild generation, dude. You think that was a romantic
one? Hell of a party.
Yeah. That's today on OnlyFans. Now you gotta pay for it. All right, so in case you missed it, an Uber driver refused to give an elderly couple a ride. Now, before you judge him, because you're thinking, oh my gosh, you know, this couple's in their 70s, here's what happened.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, you're like a white guy.
What's that?
You're like a normal guy. Like, you speak English?
No, you can get out of the car.
What?
A ride.
What?
It's completely inappropriate. If somebody was not white sitting in the seat, what would be the difference?
Are you serious?
She said, wow, you're a white guy.
Oh.
That's okay. I'm not going to take the ride. You guys can get out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a asshole.
It's all on camera, man. It's all on camera.
I should punch you in the fucking face.
You're going to threaten me?
Yeah.
Assault?
Threat, yeah.
Wow.
Because you guys are racist.
You're a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
No, I'm calling the cops on you, man.
Oh, hey.
It's all on camera.
So they tell the guy they're happy he's white. He doesn't have an accent. He speaks English. And Mr. Uber says, get out of my car. I side with Mr. Uber. If you don't feel comfortable with someone in your ride, and I'm shouting out to Uber drivers, all the Lyft drivers, people that do this, you shouldn't have to have them in your car.
That's right.
It made me uncomfortable.
I thought when you get old, you're allowed to have like a racist past.
Hell no.
Like, you're supposed to be old and racist. That happens.
They can have one, but you don't have to put up with it.
Thank you, DJ Automatic. Okay. Thank you for saying that. I push back on my own Nana, my mother. You have to check them.
Yeah, also, in defense of that older grandma, I will say my Uber is set to Spanish only. And I don't know how to speak Spanish.
What?
And every time I get my Uber, it's this weird thing where like the dude's looking at me. He's like, no español, no comprendo, da 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 da.
And then you come and
you're like, me neither, bro.
So when she got in the car, she's like, oh, you're white. I felt that.
Do you get from point A to B though?
Yes, I get there, but yeah, sometimes you're just relieved to see a white man.
Why can't you switch your Uber or Lyft back to England?
I'm trying, Dana. It's all in Spanish. I don't know how to ja-ja-ja. I don't know. It's all kinds of squiggly lines.
Who was right? Mr. Uber or Mr. and Mrs. Racist?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I still remember Selena Gomez in Wizards of Waverly Place, and now she's got this sexy photo laying on the bed. What are we talking about? I'll tell you where you can see the picture, and we'll talk about this and more. Best Gossip, Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Austin Butler, Kid Leroy, Lil Pump, and TikTok star Liliana Green celebrating her birthday.
All right, let's talk about Kim Kardashian first, doing the Walk of Shame. These are the headlines, okay? Walk of Shame, leaving Dr. Diamond's office in Beverly Hills. He's a famous plastic surgeon. Like, this is shocking news. that Kim Kardashian is visiting a plastic surgeon's office.
So she's sleeping with her plastic surgeon?
No, she's getting injections, which is what I'm doing next month with Dr. Franco.
So oh, can I sleep with her plastic surgeon?
For what? For Botox? What
that's
are you looking
diamond
for?
Diamond tip, you know. What I'm saying?
Get a little microblading or something. I don't know. I'm just saying, Botox is my friend. And hey, do what you got to do to make yourself happy. Now we're going to talk about Rick Ross. I think this made him very happy. He just purchased a mansion on Star Island. I didn't even know what that was. Automatically, I asked you, what's Star Island?
That's where all the rich people live. That's where Madonna lives.
Oh, man. I thought it was somewhere in SpongeBob's, you know, SpongeBob universe.
Bikini Bottom?
Yeah, no. Dog. No.
He spent $35 million on his house.
Dang. Shout out to Rick Ross for killing it.
Man. Gross. Wingstop. He owns a bunch of Wingstops. For anybody wondering why she shout out Wingstop. And then finally, Selena Gomez. Latest photo has people saying she's grown, she's sexy, she's single, and she's owning it. She is sitting on this bed in nothing but a towel, wearing her Rare Beauty makeup, eating a taco, and just loving life.
Damn, bro. Keep it up. She's going to be doing a Kim K walk, or she's going to need to. Go see Dr. Diamond, dude. Oh, there's stuff in your face like little gordita.
It was lengua. Oh. Photo is up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We got food news coming up, and DJ Automatic just told me that he failed us yesterday, and it has to do with tacos. I'm already disappointed. I don't even know what it is. Hey, welcome to your Thursday. We call it Friday's Eve. Time for hottest hashtags on the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the burnt tortilla.
Very serious hashtag. The death toll in Maui, you know, the wildfires are happening right now, is now over 100. The governor of Hawaii said the victims have not yet been identified. The fire is one of the worst natural disasters in Hawaii's history and the deadliest wildfire in the U.S. since 1918. What's even more disturbing is I'm seeing a lot of people that live on the island saying that they don't want land developers and insurance companies to call them and ask, can we buy your land right now? Can you let these people get through this, please?
I did see that there's some conspiracy theories that some people thought that this might have been done on purpose.
It's not. It was not. Please respect the fact that this is a national disaster. We need to help. If you go to @DanaCortezShow on Instagram, there is a link that has legitimate places for you to donate for relief for the people of Maui. DJ Automatic Food News.
I failed to tell you all on Tuesday that Taco Bell was giving out free tacos.
What? Well, why are you telling us now?
Because they're going to give out more free tacos.
Okay.
Going forward. Every Tuesday through September 5th, they're giving away free Dorito Loco Tacos. Woo! No purchase necessary.
Taco Tuesday.
You do have to have a code, though.
Okay. All
What's
right.
the code?
I don't know. Go to TacoBell.com.
Okay. All right.
I always thought it was more of a street code. But hey, anyway. All right. Let's keep it pushing.
All
free
right.
Tacos.
Free tacos from Taco Bell. I am down. Anthony A. National Day.
Let's go ahead and start by shouting out the number 2 pencil.
For all those exams?
Yeah, dog.
It's that I failed?
For having an eraser, dog. Because sometimes you need to erase things from life.
Where's my okay? pencil
I used
at?
To keep my little number 2 pencil to it got down to like the size of a pinky.
Oh.
And then the eraser would be gone. And when you'd erase it, just leave that black stuff all over your piece yeah, of paper.
But also,
about?
Shout out to the number 2 pencil for having a pencil sharpener in the front of class when you used to get
oh,
up and have the stunt in front of the
fit,
class.
Man. Yeah, look at my new still. Shoes.
You know what? Shout out to the Scantron because I used to do C all the way down.
And it worked out for you. Look at
yeah,
you here.
Exactly.
All right. We also got National Black Cat Appreciation Day.
Black cats are good luck for me.
Hey, hello. All right. We also got the anniversary of the compact disc, better known as the CD. It turns 41 today.
And how old is the CD?
41 years old, y'all.
Ew.
And it's a good reminder for me to tell y'all that I just put my comedy EP on CD, as a matter of fact.
Oh,
so
nice.
If you want to support that movement, I'll send you
Are
one.
Are people actually going to...
Dude,
mean,
that's yeah, the reason I got it. People are so excited about CDs. They're kind of like collector's items now.
You should put it on vinyl.
Okay, chill.
Automatic.
That's expensive.
Come on now. You know people want CDs that were made back in the
1900s. But the thing is with the vinyl, I do have a connection.
Okay, I feel like you're selling me now.
He wants Anthony. Right?
Less of that, more than free tacos automatic.
Money.
All right. At Anthony A Comedy if you want to support my comedy on that. And we'll wrap it up on National Thrift Shop Day.
How much are you selling them CDs for? Are they going to end up at the thrift shop? Come
yeah,
on now.
Are we going to find them at the thrift shop?
I will say I love the fact that kids are thrift shopping more and more. It's very in style. But it's good for the planet. I didn't know how many thousands and thousands of pounds of clothing end up in the oceans and on beaches. And when you reuse clothes, man, I've been doing this since I was little. Hand me down Central. That was my house.
I want to say this. It's been great for my bank account because our daughter always buys thrift shop stuff.
Yeah, $50 and she's done for the school year.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were talking about comparing generational love. Because on my timeline, a lot of women are posting that they're single because they're looking for that 90s love in this current generation. And here's what Dana Cortez had to say about that.
It's the music from the 90s. It's all the R&B from the 90s that's got the ladies tricked.
It is some of that 90s R&B music, but we're going to break down why back then wasn't so peachy. I'm not talking to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And love is hard no matter what generation you're in.
No matter where you're in. Right? 90s or right now.
And for anybody, you know, feeling distressed about why you may be single, trust me, it wasn't better back then. Not one bit, dog.
Nope.
I remember, I know, not going to air out any family members, but some of my older cousins and uncles had multiple families.
In the same city.
Yeah, in the same place. Dude, you could not do that now.
No.
There's no way. There's too many little just ways to find out what a person has going on in their life, bro. So we compiled a little list of why it wasn't always good back then. Automatic, tell them why back then wasn't always the best.
First thing, HIV and AIDS was everywhere.
Okay.
I mean, you couldn't go anywhere and not hear, don't get HIV or AIDS.
You're gonna
wear a condom. I mean, I'm just telling you, it was everywhere. And like, do we hear that stuff anymore? Because, I mean, have they got complete control of it? No. But they do have a cure now. People were dying from that back then.
Yeah, the only way you found out about an STD back then is if you had that rash. And then you had to go check in. And now, you know, now I can pull up my medical portal and show a woman from my phone. Like, hey, look.
I'm clean.
This is my record right here. All right, automatic. I am curious to see what's next, brother.
Another reason why it sucked in the 90s is because you had to talk to her dad.
Oh!
There was no cell phone. It was like, you called somebody's house, guess what? Dad picked up the phone. Mom picked up the phone. Maybe the brother who didn't like you picked up the phone. I'm not speaking from past experience or anything, but those things happened.
Oh, I remember seeing my cousins, and then my mom would answer the other phone, or my grandma would pick up the other phone and be like, Jonathan, get off the phone right now. You've been talking to girls.
Yeah.
I was king of taking my mom's cell phone whenever we would go to the movies and acting like it was mine.
Oh, yeah, for sure, dude. My dad's phone was with me all the time. I'd be like, oh, yeah, just call me on my cell. And then my dad, when I get home, my dad be like, why? Do you know how much this thing costs?
And now, dog, I don't even have the brass to ask a woman for her number, bro. I'm just like, hey, what's your Instagram?
Damn.
And automatic, what's the final reason why it was tougher to date back then than it is now?
Because it was more expensive because you had to go on real dates.
Oh.
There was no such thing as Bumble or Tinder where you just go and hook up with people or Netflix and chilling.
Okay, you're going to
just... It was way more expensive.
Just unveiling my whole playbook here, bud. I'm going to push back on you a little bit, all right, bro? Because there's inflation now, okay, dude? So, you know what? The problem is me.
You're the problem. You're the reason why 90s seem so romanticized to these women is because of men like
men
you.
Men like me. Let us know, is it tougher to date back then or is love still blossoming now? At Anthony A. Comedy, at DJ Automatic across all social media platforms.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.